VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The former Ivory Coast president, Laurent Gbagbo, has been released on bail to Belgium following his acquittal by the International Criminal Court in The Hague on charges of crimes against humanity. Belgium had said on Saturday that it had agreed in principle to host Gbagbo pending a possible prosecution appeal against his acquittal by the ICC, but that final arrangements were being made. The 73-year-old former strongman and his aide have been staying in an undisclosed location since Friday when The Hague Tribunal freed them from detention. At least 10 people have died in a fire in Paris, the deadliest in more than a decade. Flames engulfed a 9-story apartment building early Tuesday morning, sending people to the roof and clamoring across balconies to escape. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Officials say the death toll in the suspected arson attack on the residential building keeps rising, with more than 30 people, including 8 firefighters, among the injured. Fleeing residents had headed to the roof as flames engulfed the building before dawn. A 40-year-old female resident of the building, said to have a history of psychiatric problems, was arrested as police opened a probe into voluntary arson resulting in death. It is the deadliest fire in Paris since the April 2005 hotel fire near the capital's famous opera that killed 24 people.
The Taliban is reported to have killed up to 40 government troops in separate attacks in northern Afghanistan. The deadliest of the insurgent raids happened early Tuesday near the provincial capital Kunduz. The deputy chairman of the provincial council told Afghan media the attack killed at least 25 soldiers and 3 policemen. The fighting lasted 2 hours. The large-scale attack by the Taliban was swiftly repulsed, killing 22 assailants. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate voted